thousands of lives impacted all over the world. Are you ready to upgrade yours? Transform your body and mind. Welcome to the YTM Show with your host, Olivier Killing.
Hey guys, what is up? My name is Oli and I'm live and I'm back again for episode 69 of the YTM Show. It's been a while, it's been a minute. I know I haven't been very consistent with the podcast. Reason being, I've been busy, all right? And today I had a bit of time, so I just had to come back again. And then really try to share with you my take on a particular topic. It's been a while, as I said. We're now on, what's today's date? Today is February the 3rd, so officially we are like past a month into 2019. And if you don't know me, if it's the first time that you're coming across myself, my podcast, my Instagram page, my Facebook page, my website, if this is the first time I'm popping on your feed, well, my name is Oli, I'm a personal trainer. I personally train people into becoming better human beings. And the reason I'm doing this show, the reason I'm doing this podcast is want to share my story, want to share what I've learned from 11 years of physical training and the mindset transformation which comes with that as well. So without further ado, if this is the first time you're coming across my podcast and you like what you're listening to, you like what you're hearing, please do yourself a favor, do me a favor as well. Go to the link in my bio, click on that link, and you're going to see a button which says podcast. Go to that page, leave a review, all right? Leave a review for me to know if you like the podcast, if you like what I'm covering, if you find some value in it. And if you don't like it as well, please leave a review. Let me know that you don't like it so I can actually try to adjust. I can actually get your feedback and really, you know, do something about it. So today I want to talk to you about fitness anxiety. And why I've picked up this topic is because, again, with 30 days, I mean more than 30 days now into 2019, and as usual, we had a huge influx of people coming into the gym. We had a huge amount of people, I mean, making those big decisions for the new year, deciding to make a change, deciding to better themselves, which is very, very good. And I'm super happy every time I see like a new members coming through the door of the gym. And there's this concept of fitness anxiety. I decided to talk about it today because I was thinking back of my first time in the gym. The first time I stepped foot into the gym, it was a weird place, man. Nobody goes to the gym because like their life is perfect. People go to the gym because they want to change something about themselves. They want to change something about their body. They ultimately want to create a change in the way they see themselves. And that's why the vast majority of us end up in the gym. And the reason I want to talk to you about fitness anxiety is because over the past couple of weeks, month, I spoke to a lot of potential clients and new clients as well. And one of the things which kept coming back was this. I really don't know what I'm doing in the gym, so I'm just going to find refuge into the cardio area. And this is probably like the vast majority of people going to a commercial gym, really not knowing what they're doing, and eventually ending up on a treadmill for 2 hours, which is not a bad thing per se, all right? Treadmill, cross trainers, steppers, stairmasters, they all have their places and their role in you achieving your goal. But if you use them as a refuge because you're a bit anxious, you're a bit self-conscious, you're not really sure what you're doing, this is something I want to address to you. I want to show you exactly what you need to be doing in order for you to regain that confidence on the gym floor. Because let's be honest, like a gym could be quite a scary place. It's quite an intimidating place. I mean, you walk into a place which is loaded up with iron. You got like a bunch of guys sweating and screaming some part of the gym. You've got people who look in shape. You've got the people who are very confident, always laughing, always talking to other people around themselves. And then there is you. You're just new here. You know, you're just walking through the gym floor for the first time, and then you think to yourself, like, holy crap, what did I put myself into? So I totally understand that because I felt exactly the same way when I first stepped into the gym. And I remember, again, I was at the reception and I was looking on the gym floor, and I'm like, wow, this is quite something. Especially a gym at peak time, a commercial gym at peak time, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you got people just all over the place. You know, you got the guys sweating and you got some guys moving some really heavy weights, some of them grunting. I know I may be guilty of that as well. And it's quite a daunting experience. And when I was talking to those potential clients, to those new members, those new guys, one thing I've realized is the vast majority didn't really know what they should be doing. And that's why they found refuge into the safest place of the gym, which in most cases is the cardio area. So a quick look, a quick survey in any cardio area of any commercial gym, you're going to see a bunch of people there who probably try to just do something, but they really don't know. And I want to share with you like how you could overcome this anxiety, because I believe that this is also a roadblock. So you've already done a great amount of work getting yourself from your house to the gym, and then eventually you go to the gym, and then you get to the gym and you're like, wow, you know, what do I do now? Like, I feel a bit self-conscious, I feel a bit intimidated. I remember I was coaching a guy a couple of days ago, which was pretty cool. And I could see that, you know, he was always looking around. It was his first time in the gym, and he was always looking around, like looking if the people were looking at him. I mean, always looking around, like, oh, are they looking at me? I'm feeling a bit embarrassed and stuff, which is normal, especially if you're not in the best shape of your life. But remember that, like, a gym is a place where you come to better yourself, you know. And the reality is, you look in any fitness center, any leisure center, any gym, like, people really don't give a crap. Like, they've got their headphones, they're busy doing their selfies, checking themselves in the mirrors, they really don't care. But because you are so self-conscious, because you don't really know what you're doing, like, you've got all that anxiety piling up. And what happened after that is, if you had a bad experience and you really felt very, very uncomfortable, chances are you will not return to the gym, which again justifies the fact that the vast majority of members at commercial gyms are not active. And that's a fact. The vast majority of members in commercial gyms are not active because they've got that anxiety, because they don't know what they're doing. So how could you overcome that? What can you do? Poor connection. Let me just put that up again. So how could you overcome that? What can you do to really like make yourself a bit more confident on the gym floor? Like, how can you step on the gym, in the gym, like, okay, I know my shit, I know what I'm doing. First thing, you should partner up. You should definitely partner up. This is one of the things, like, I highly, highly recommend. You should have a training buddy. You should have somebody you go to the gym with. You should have somebody to accompany you, especially if you're new to this whole thing. You should have somebody like that. So first of all, get your friends involved, get your family involved, get your wife, get your cousin, get your brother, get somebody with you. Even if you're both newbies, all right, get somebody to take you to the gym, and then you will see that your attention will shift from the people who are actually staring at you to actually the person you're with. So get a partner, get somebody to come with you to the gym. Ideally, somebody who knows what they're doing, but even if they don't, at least you've got somebody there with you. So that way you kind of like lower the level of anxiety you may be feeling a little bit. How you could do that, again, most gyms will offer free passes, or get your friend, or get your wife, or get your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, or your cousin, or your brother. Get them involved, like get them to do some exercise, get them to get a gym membership. Because if you try to get yourself better, why your friend and family shouldn't deserve to get better as well? So partner up, get somebody with you. That would be my first thing. And again, that's the lowest cost. Again, somebody you're comfortable with, somebody who is going to support you into this whole journey. Number two, coach up. All right, if you don't know what you're doing, all right, again, educate yourself. Educating yourself meaning, I mean, there's a huge array of information out there. You can Google stuff, of course. You can try things online, because there is this, you gain certainty when you know something, right? So if you go to a bench press and you know exactly how to do a bench press, you'll be certain, you'll be confident. If you don't know how to do a bench press, you'll be scared, you'll be afraid to make a fool of yourself. So what you really want to do, you want to really get coached up. You could do it online. There's a lot of resources. If you watch on Instagram these days, there's so many infographic things. The bad thing with online, again, there's a lot of misinformation, unfortunately. Not everything is true, because the online world is free. Everybody can just come in and then put whatever they want to put out there. So again, you want to be a bit more mindful with that. The best way to approach this will be to get yourself a personal trainer. As a personal trainer myself, I do know that we
We are quite expensive. You know, if you think about having a session with a decent personal trainer, we're probably looking at what, 35, 40, 45, sometimes even 60 quid, depending on where you are in the UK. So you really want to start thinking of like, okay, I need to coach up. I need to know what I'm doing. I need to get myself a partner or a personal trainer. So you need to start thinking with that as well. If you base in Solihull, if you base around Fitness First in Solihull in Birmingham, one of the things we do here is when you sign up with Fitness First, you get 2 free personal training sessions. So again, it's a way for us to kind of like steer you in the right direction, try to help you a little bit. And again, if you find value in it, I'm sure you're going to find value in the investment as well down the line. So think about pairing up with somebody. Think about getting a coach. Think about getting a personal trainer, and a good one, by the way. All right, you really want to start thinking like, okay, this guy there as a personal trainer, what are his credentials? What is his background? What is his style of training? What are his previous clients saying about him? Do your research. It's like buying a second-hand car, man. Maybe even a new car. Do your research. Do your due diligence. And really understand who you're dealing with. And that way, you kind of like elevate your certainty a little bit. You kind of like reduce that anxiety again. Think about it like, when I coach clients, especially when they're new to the gym, and it's me and them on the gym floor, I mean, you could see how comfortable they are straight away because they're around somebody who knows their stuff. They're around somebody who is actually showing them the right way. Because one of the questions I get the most is like, I don't know how to do this exercise, and that's why I'm shying away from it. The reason why you're not doing something, or you're shying away from it, or you're against it, is simply because you don't know. So in order for you to reduce that level of anxiety, doubt, the way you feel about the exercise or the way you feel about yourself is simply to level up. How you level up, you partner up, you get somebody with you to come to the gym, a friend, family, boyfriend, girlfriend, or you get yourself a coach, you get yourself a personal trainer. All right, Fitness First, this is the gym where I personal train at the moment. I also personal train somewhere else, F45, we're doing group training as well. We deliver coaching for you. All right, we're here to make sure that you are on the right path, that you execute exercises the right way. And again, if you're not new to the whole gym game, if you've been going to the gym for a while, and there are still some things that you're not sure of, that's why they are coaches. That's why people like me study to become personal trainer, to help you. So make the use of those resources. And most personal trainers, by the way, most personal trainers will give you a free consultation or a free session. Most of them will. So use that. Use that personal training session for you to again gain confidence, for you to educate yourself. Maybe you wouldn't be able to go over every single one of your questions, but the most important one on training, on nutrition, on mindset, which is one of the areas I'm really keen on. Like, ask questions and get answers as well. So number one, partner up, coach up. And third piece of advice I really want to really dive deep into is like, you need to know your stuff. All right, you need to gain knowledge. Because knowledge, like, I mean, when you know something, like, there's no shaky. Right? If right now you're taking your car, you're leaving your workplace, and then you're going to you're going home, for example, you know the way. You know exactly which road to take, which turn to take, where you need to speed, where you need to slow down, because you know, because you've got that knowledge, because you've got that certainty, and you want to level up, you want to know yourself. What I mean by that, I mean, I don't need you to become a super like scientific geek, but at the end of the day, it's your body. So if you're exercising, you should know how the body should feel when you're exercising. If you're training your quads, you should know how your quads feel when you're exercising them. And again, how you get that knowledge, again, is by exposing yourself, staying in contact with people who know their stuff. And that's one of the reasons we're doing a workshop here at Fitness First in Solihull. The link is in the comments here. We're doing a free workshop on barbell movement, and that's one of the ways, that's one of the avenues for you to level up your knowledge and to get more certain as well. We're doing a barbell workshop because I've been training in quite a few commercial gyms and quite a few gyms, to be honest. And one of the things I've realized is the vast majority of the gym population is shying away from barbell movements. The vast majority. If I have to guess, I would say easily 70 to 80% of the people on the gym floor are not using the barbells. They're using the machines. And I've got nothing against machine exercise. They are great. They are supporting. But the reason why most people don't do barbell movements is because they don't know. It's simply because they don't know what they're doing. Or it's because they had a bad experience with the barbell movements. Let me give you an example. The vast majority of people in a commercial gym don't deadlift. You know why they don't deadlift? Because they got hurt. Because they got injured doing a deadlift. The vast majority of people in a commercial gym don't squat because they got hurt doing squat. Or they fell for the myth that squats are bad for your knees, which is not true. All right. So again, the lack of knowledge is stopping you from progressing. And that's why I've partnered up with Mike, who is another personal trainer here at Fitness First in Solihull. And we're doing a workshop. It's going to be a free workshop. Whether you're a member of Fitness First or you're not, the link is here. Click on it, all right, because it's free. Go register. It's going to be sometime at the end of this month. Register for the workshop. You're going to come in and we're going to break down every single barbell movement. And I'm talking your squats, your bench, your deadlift, your overhead press, your hip thrust. Like every single barbell movement will be broken down for you so that you understand what you're doing. So that you gain that certainty. So you gain that knowledge. You gain that confidence. That way, when you walk to a squat rack, when you walk to a deadlift platform, when you walk to a bench press, dude, you know what you're doing. You're not scared of the way people will be looking at you because like, you're like, oh shit, you know, I'm trying to replicate what I've seen on YouTube, but I'm not really sure. Not only are we going to show you those barbell movements, but what we're going to also do, we're going to show you the mobility drills for that. Because I'm a huge advocate of mobility drills. I'm really, really big on mobility because I believe that if you can't move right, there's no point of loading your body to move. I'm going to repeat that again, but that was good. That was really good. If you can't move the right way, there is no point of loading your body to move. So I'm a huge advocate of mobility. We're going to take a deep dive into mobility. We're going to take a deep dive into how to improve your mobility. If you are somebody who have a desk job, like you're working in 9 to 5 and you're sitting for 8-9 hours, chances are your mobility is going to be crooked. It's going to be messed up. So we need to loosen up those muscles a little bit. We need to check your hips mobility, your lower back, your shoulders mobility. So we're going to be doing all that in this workshop. The link is here in the description of this live stream on Instagram. It's also going to be in the description of the podcast. So go check it out. Make sure that you sign up for it because we can only have 50 people on the gym floor at once. And the gym is going to be open while we're doing it. We don't want to create like confusion on the gym floor. We want to help as many people as we can. We are only limited to 50 people we can have at one time. Click the link there, get signed up, register for it, all right? And then come in, we're going to look at your squat, your bench, your deadlift, every single movement when it comes to a barbell so that you gain confidence again, so that you know what you're doing, and then you get rid of that anxiety, all right? Click the link in the bio. It's going to be my bio on Instagram as well, but click the link in the comments right now of the live. Click the link in the podcast notes as well. So guys, what am I talking about today? I'm talking about the fitness anxiety. It's a feeling I felt when I first stepped into the gym. The gym is a very intimidating place. It's a place where, like, you know, if you're out of shape or if you're just starting up, you could go in there, then you could just get frozen. And that's why, like, the vast majority of people, again, in most commercial gyms, they're struggling. They're struggling because they got in there and they just paid the rent. The rent is your gym membership, by the way. You just paid the rent, but they never actually furnished the house. So you getting a new house, you renting it, you pay the deposit, you pay your rent, but you never actually furnish the house. And what I mean by furnishing the house is for you to level up, to skill up, to know your staff, to get the knowledge. You've never done that. So what he did instead is paying the rent for an empty house because you've got no knowledge. And as a result of that, you build up what I call fitness anxiety. So whether you're new to the gym or you're an existing member or you've been there forever, and you see that sometimes not really confident about certain movement because you feel like people are staring at you, people are looking at you some type of way, you don't have that confidence. I don't know. For me, for example, like when I walk to a squat rack, dude, I know what I'm doing. No matter what weight you have on this barbell, I know what I'm doing. I'm certain, I'm confident, you know? And
So how you could overcome this whole thing of fitness anxiety and really like start doing the things which are going to generate results for you. Start doing the things which are going to accelerate those results. Start doing the things which are going to get you where you want to be. Because in the first place, if you sign up for a gym membership, you want to become better. You want to get better at what you're doing. You want to get better at every single aspect in your life. Most people will be saying that they want to lose weight, they want to tone up. But the reality is you want to get better. You want to feel better in your own skin. That's why you sign up for a gym membership. That's why you get a personal trainer. And how you should overcome this whole thing of fitness anxiety, especially if you're new. First of all, partner up, all right? Get yourself a gym buddy, get yourself a friend. Here at Fitness First, where I'm coaching right now, and I'm recording this live stream and this podcast right now from Fitness First. Big shout out to Fitness First, by the way, for letting me do that in their room. That's pretty cool. If you're not really confident about this whole game, get yourself a partner, partner up, all right? Get somebody with you who is going to push you, who is going to help you, who is going to support you, who is going to be your accountability partner in this whole journey. Partner up. Right? If you get the gym for the first time and then you don't know what you're doing, if it's two of you, it's better than if it's only you, all right? So partner up, get a friend, get somebody to help you. Number two, coach up, all right? Get yourself a trainer, get yourself a personal trainer. And I know that the biggest thing with personal training is it's expensive. I know, because I'm one of them. I'm a personal trainer as well. What I highly recommend is taking advantage of whatever offer they have. Personal trainers always have offers. Personal trainers, all of them, and the vast majority of them, will give you a free consultation. They will give you a free personal training session. If you want to invest in personal training, do it, and do so after you've done a strong due diligence, which means knowing who you're dealing with, which means that the guy you're working with will know exactly that he's going to put you on this path, which is going to help you achieve success. All right, so do your due diligence, get yourself a personal trainer. Again, Fitness First, great place, giving you free personal training sessions when you sign up, again, to steer you in the right direction. So you really want to take advantage of that. If your gym does these kind of things, use it. Please use it. Don't try to be the guy like, I know it all. Use it. Right? I'm always looking for ways to level up. I'm always looking for ways to take my game to the next level. I'm always learning. So if you get the opportunity to learn a bit more, even if you've been training for like 20 years, use it. Number three, and the most important stuff, is if you feel like you're a bit anxious in the gym, it's simply because you don't know. K-N-O-W. And when you don't know, you end up with N-O. No. That's what happens. So you want to level up on your knowledge. You want to know exactly what you're doing. You want to know that when I'm doing a bench press, my shoulders shouldn't be hurting. My chest should be hurting. You want to know that, you know, when I'm doing a deadlift, my lower back shouldn't be hurting that much. It should be more of my glutes and my hamstrings working. And that's what you want to level up with. You want to level up your knowledge. And in order to do that, again, there's a huge array of resources online. Look it up. We're doing a free barbell workshop here in Fitness First Solihull at the end of the month. There's a link in the comment, there's a link in the bio, there's a link on the podcast notes. Go check it out, register. Again, we've got only 50 spaces for that. It's going to be a great workshop. We're going to literally break down every single barbell movement. It's going to be myself and Mike. Why am I doing this? It's because I've realized that the vast majority of the people on a commercial gym floor are shying away from barbell movements. And I've got absolutely nothing against the use of machines. Some people genuinely cannot do barbell movement. And when I'm talking barbell movement, I'm talking your squats, your bench, your deadlift, your overhead press, your hip thrusts, like all this kind of great movement. So people genuinely can't do them. But some people can actually do them, but they just don't want to do it. And why? It's because, one, they don't know. And because you don't K-N-O-W, you end up with N-O, which is no, I'm not going to do a deadlift because I don't know. Or two, they had a bad experience. And again, the bad experience, which could be an injury or something like that, is simply because you don't know. That's why. So we're doing this workshop to help you gain the knowledge. And I'm doing this using my background as a personal trainer, of course. I did a lot of competition in the men's physique world. I did some powerlifting, and I'm still training as a powerlifter right now. And I really want to share the knowledge
and really dismantle all the misinformation which is out there when it comes to the big three, the big barbell movement, and really helping you that getting that knowledge. So click on the link in the comment, click on the link in the podcast note as well. Get signed up for it. It's free. So whether you're a member of the gym here at Fitness First in Solihull or you're not, get registered for it. Take advantage of that. We're not only going to show you barbell movement, we're also going to show you mobility drills, we're also going to show you accessories to really help you accelerate your fitness results. Because at the end of the day, that's why we're here. That's why you sign up to a gym membership. That's why you actually sign up to a 12-month contract to a gym. It's because you want to get better. It's just because it's because you want to get results. So don't waste this opportunity. Don't miss out on it, because I only have 50 spaces for that. Really. I can only get like 50 people around a squat rack and really showing them stuff. So please click on the link in the bio. If you're not a member from Fitness First in Solihull, just click the link in the bio, register for it because it's free. I'm going to hook you up. You don't need to pay anything. Just come in and we're going to show you exactly what to do. Because I know that many, many people on the gym floor, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm not deadlifting because last time I did, I got hurt. And I'm like, yeah, last time you did it, you got hurt because you didn't know what you were doing. And why do I know that? Because I got hurt as well. I was deadlifting a couple of years ago and I slipped with this because I didn't know what I was doing. Like right now, no matter the weights you put on a squat, on a bench, on a deadlift, I will never get hurt. I'm touching wood, but I won't get hurt because I know what I'm doing. So I want to help you get certain and get the knowledge you need for you to achieve those goals. And yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up. I think it was a good episode. Episode 69 of the podcast, by the way. If you're not subscribed to my podcast, by the way, that's a sin. Check the link in my bio, get hooked up. I've got 69 episodes. I don't even know that. I didn't even know that I had 69 episodes. So go check it out. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking training. I'm talking mindset. I'm talking nutrition. I'm talking relationship. I'm talking sex. Like, dude, I'm talking about everything. 69 episodes. Get in there, dig in. And once you listen to one episode and then I made a good impression on you, please leave me a review. That's the only currency here because I'm not charging for this. I've just sat here for 30 minutes and tried to add value to you. And if you like it, please let me know in the comment. Please let me know by leaving a review to the podcast. If you don't like it as well, please let me know. Leave me a review so I can actually improve on that. Guys, it's been a pleasure. It's been a blast recording live from the studio here in Fitness First. Thank you for the support from the management of Fitness First for allowing me to do that. There will be more episodes coming up again, and this is just the start again. I'm getting back, as I told you, season 2 is coming strong. I'm going to line up some very, very interesting guests in the coming days, weeks, and months. So if you want to stay up to date with that, just follow me on my social, follow the podcast, and I will speak to you very soon. Have a great Sunday. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the YTM Show, your daily dose of motivation, strategies, and hacks to a better and upgraded life.